The main reason why I chose to come here today to sit with the panelists is because the state, the commissioner, the wind industry, my fellow fishermen, the public out there, I have a story to tell, and they give me only 10 minutes. You don't know what you ask, but I will try. My story begins 4 years ago, the spring after Katrina. Energy, the cost of energy in this country was going bananas. It was going wild. We all know that. I remember very clearly the months of February and March. The memberships of Vinyl Haven, well, if not them, but Vinyl Haven anyway, at the monthly meeting of the co-op, electric co-op, they came there and in a loud voice they said, at these electric rates, we can now no longer afford to run our businesses or live in our homes. What can you do to lower the rates? At that moment, our project was born, as you see it out there today. Now, I have fast forward in here. There's many more pieces, but I can't do that, unfortunately. I kind of like the term, since we are the first along the coast, pretty much along the New England coast. We are the pioneers. I kind of like that phrase. Didn't think I would actually be one, but I guess we are. But being the pioneers, I believe that we can answer a number of questions out there for the industry. And I'd like to share a few of them with you. I know you've been hearing a lot in the press, I'm sure of that. Now, one question is, these things I'm pretty sure of, how far can they be heard? Don't think anyone's ever asked that question before, at least I never have heard it anyway. In the first half mile ring, that's where most of the complaints have come from. On our island, there probably is somewhere, once the summer people get there, probably around 20 households versus 12, somewhere around 12 to 1400 households between North Haven and Vinyl Haven. That's what we're talking about. It's pretty hard to put the pieces of the puzzle together in this regard of the 20. When asked the questions, how are you doing? Everyone has a different answer. It seems to come down to a point or a consensus of, well, half seem to be saying, well, yes, the neighborhood has changed. I can hear them. I simply close the door and that's the end of it. And to some who simply say, there are some nights I cannot sleep. Very hard puzzle to put together, but we're trying. Another one out there, I think this is for the state, which is here today. I know that NIMBY has been knocking at your door. I'm sure of that. NIMBY, we all know that term. And the permitting process at this moment is based upon DBDs. That stands for decibels. Well, that word I pretty much understand myself. I think most of you do out there. But when you put a number up there of 45 DBDs alongside that, I go blank. I don't want you. What does that mean? I think for the state and for the industry in itself, this is so controversial, hard to prove, an area where one can sit back and argue on, and lawyers love it. Nothing against lawyers, happy one out there. But it is grounds to go to court on. Hope we don't get there, we don't know. I really like to see if there is a change coming in the state. A much easier term to understand instead of DVDs, 45, that's at the nearest house, like I said, and it can't be any higher than that at nighttime. Distance would be far easier to understand. It's just one of my thoughts. I just need to get it out there because I have the opportunity here. So, now, maybe I'm going too far. Another question is, can man and machine get along? Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say no at this point in time. That means that for the industry, we need to go to more of the extremes. That, what's left? It'd be the mountains, the prairies, the deserts, and of course the ocean. That's it. I mean, I understand it very well. I don't say that I always agree with it, but I do understand what man is trying to say to us. This is what seems to be in the state of Maine anyway. So, that being the case, if we go to the ocean, which I think would be a one way to solve the noise issue, I really do. I'm going to say the negative first. I see three problems right off the bat. And Commissioner, you probably know some at this moment, I have a feeling. Prime fishing grounds. I think you just went over just a moment ago. Yeah, I'm sure you've been hearing about that part. And forgive me, Commissioner, for saying it this way. In the workshops that we have over there, there's another issue going on, and I don't have time to debate that one here. But the term is used the wrong whale. Okay, got it. And the PC is the right whale. And when that's being talked about, wind turbines and the right whale's territory, I say, well, don't they know that that's when we put more vertical lines out down there? End of story. That's how it goes, Commissioner. I'm sorry. And number three is I was rigging traps this spring. Oh, I like to turn the radio on once in a while. Once in a while I go radical, just for a little humor. I go to the only radio station that matters down there in Florida. And the proprietor of that show goes by the last name of Limbaugh, as in Rush. Well, he was making his comments that day on cap and trade. And he got to the point where, okay, one of the biggest Republican jokes out there, as some would view it, he said, quote unquote, to the best of my memory, wind power will never work in America. And if you don't believe me, you just ask the Kennedys. I didn't say I agreed with it, I listened to it. So I guess I am one that does not or refuses to dwell in darkness. Where some people see only darkness, I do see opportunity. Man is saying that they don't want to hear these things. That's okay, that's fine. The ocean is an excellent opportunity to be an excellent area to be able to operate in. Now, as far as the prime fishing grounds are concerned, I had a great grandfather that was born in 1889, and I lived long enough so that he told me many of his stories. I mean, he lived long enough so that he told me many stories of how fishing was when he grew up. Yes, it's prime fishing ground. It's good to see lots of catch up this year, Commissioner. That doesn't hurt. But unfortunately, the oceans aren't as prime as they used to be. They just aren't as prime. I really think that we fishermen, that we could work together where I see the opportunity in regards, it is a big ocean out there. It is big. I think with directions from us, which I think, George, that you mentioned that you had to ask, they helped for some of the areas to point out. I think we could show them the areas out there the least effective if they come and ask us. I think we could work together, and it is to my understanding that, well, in this industry, it's just business, these wind turbines will generate a little revenue that's for the areas that they're in. Maybe they could help George us fishermen a little bit. I'm not saying tax it to death. There you go, asking any brand new business you want to tax it to death. No. I don't mean that. I mean just simply that with the way it's set up now, that these wind turbines, if they wind up in your backyard, in your property, they're willing to pay rent for that. Well, what's wrong with that system? It seems to work, isn't it? I see opportunity for fishermen and the wind turbines to work together and have some sort of financial benefit. I don't know what shape or form that would take, but there's an opportunity. A door of opportunity is opened up to us. I hope we take advantage of that. I don't view these machines as being evil. For the ratepayers on Vinyl Haven, they've done what they're supposed to do. They've stabilized our prices out there, and they have come down. Something that hasn't happened too often lately. I think most of us know about budgets. So that has been a big plus. And another great feeling, we islanders like to be independent. And the day the cable went across from the mainland over to there, so that was a day of celebration because the generation was breaking down so fast, we know if we were going to have our power or not, but that was a big plus. But then we became more dependent upon the mainland. But now I've lived to see again that we are independent on our energy. That is still a great feeling. I have it. That really is a great feeling. So I guess I fast forwarded. Okay, well, I just got my warning here. I'm pretty much there. I'll leave it up to Rob here. I have more to tell. Feel free to ask questions afterwards. So I thank you.